Unit 2. Computers and Technology. Reading 1. The History of the Internet. Almost everyone knows about the Internet. More than 1 billion people around the world are now online. The Internet is a powerful tool for information and communication. The basic concept of the Internet was first thought of in the early 1960s. It began as a military research network, designed to be decentralized or spread out over many locations. If one location was attacked, the military could communicate from another location. The first small network went online in 1969. It connected 4 universities in the United States. This network was very successful from the beginning. Scientists could now share information about their research. In 1972, email was invented and quickly became the most popular application. By the end of that year, the network connected many universities and government research centers. The general public became aware of the network in the late 70s. A new version allowed anyone to get online. People from all over the world joined online groups to talk about thousands of different subjects. The term Internet was used for the first time in 1982. New technology had created a common language for the network computers. The Internet was now recognized as an international network. This was also at the time when privacy and security started becoming important issues. Hackers and viruses began to emerge. In 1990, the original military network went offline, and a year later, the World Wide Web was born. The World Wide Web is, in fact, a browser for the Internet, a kind of software program that allows users to access and navigate within information on the net. With the introduction of the World Wide Web, the development of the Internet accelerated at a rapid pace. The first computer code of the web was created in 1991, allowing programmers to combine words, pictures, and sounds on web pages. In the early 90s, the first search engine, Gopher, and the first web browser, Mosaic, were developed, allowing easier and simpler access to the net. Traffic on the Internet started growing at an annual rate of approximately 340,000%. At the end of the 1990s, Internet 2 was born. Internet 2 uses fiber optic cables to link together a consortium of hundreds of high-speed networks around the world. Instead of connecting to the Internet solely through telephone lines, people could now connect in a wide variety of ways, including via satellite. These new methods have more data carrying capacity, or bandwidth, than telephone lines. This made the Internet faster and able to convey much more information. People could soon watch TV shows and movies online. In the future, people will not need a computer to access the Internet. The browser will become a platform for the web. Information will no longer need to be stored in a computer hard drive. Instead, it will be stored in places around the world. People can retrieve it through cell phones, music players, and other portable devices. This is called cloud computing because it seems as if information floats down from the sky. A 2008 study said that the Internet will continue to grow. By 2020, a low-cost global network will allow people even in remote areas to have Internet access. English will remain the primary net language, but other languages, especially Mandarin, will increase. Also, a segment of society will refuse to use the net and live without modern technology.